So ambassadors represent one nation to another nation, and they interact in business. They make treaties. They might even take action which would avoid conflict and war, to work together. So ambassadors represent one nation to another. You're an ambassador. Did you know that? How did you become an ambassador for Jesus? Lizzie? You were baptized, exactly. In baptism, you became a representative for Jesus. So whose work are you supposed to be doing? Lizzie? Jesus's? Exactly. You're an ambassador for Christ, so you should be doing Jesus's work, always. Now, are you always doing Jesus's work? Deacon Al, are you always doing Jesus' work? He's close. He's working at it. He's got a couple of years ahead of us in practice, but even Deacon Al might admit once or twice he's done some other work. So what we start here on Ash Wednesday is a reminder as well that we always have a fresh start. Yesterday, we gathered out front, the middle school and I, and what did we do out front of church? Yes, McKinley. We burned the palms. Where did those palms come from last year? I already gave away half the answer. John? They came from Palm Sunday last year. So one could think of those palms as last year's campaign signs. You know, all those signs of the hope of the change that we're going to make, everything good that's going to happen, all those changes that we were committed to making last year. Those palms represent all of our desire to be better, closer ambassadors of Christ, because each year we renew them and place them in our homes. A reminder that Christ is our King. But these ashes represent the fact that, well, we haven't fulfilled every one of our campaign promises. We haven't always been about doing the work of Christ. Sometimes we've been distracted. Sometimes, well, we've just been downright rude or mean or inconsiderate. Sometimes we need forgiveness. So this whole entire season of Lent is about starting once again, building a new campaign, not repeating all of the mistakes of last year, but learning from last year and letting God's grace help us grow and be better ambassadors. So this is a joyful beginning. Do you all feel joyful today? Isn't it great to be a little hungry? It is good to be a little hungry. That's why in Lent we use three practices. They're like the legs of a stool. What are those three practices that help us to be ambassadors and to start fresh? Ben? Almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. Exactly. Because we pray to know Christ. How can we represent Christ if we don't know him? If the ambassador of the United States were from another country and knew nothing about our country, and he was representing our business in a foreign country, how could he represent us if he didn't know our nation? So we talk to Christ in prayer so that we know who we represent. And then we fast, we give up things because we don't want to be distracted, because we want to hunger and fill ourselves with Christ and his work and his grace. And we also fast because that way we have something to do good with. If you skip having milk at lunch today, if that's your fast, you could put that money aside to do good. You could save that money for the poor. We have a program called Rice Bowl, which helps us do that. There's lots of ways. Maybe your family has another charity at home or a pot of money that you save to do good things for others. That what we do in this Lent isn't just about helping us to have a fresh start, to recognize that God can take even our worst failings and help us to rise again, but also that we can help others. Our representation, our devotion to Christ can have a positive impact on the life of others. This is a joyful season. This is a time that we begin with great hope and great energy, and it's only 6 weeks. And I guarantee before the end of it, as cold as it is this morning, and I know how cold it is, it's cold enough to turn you into a living snowman if you were to, say, go outside for any period of time. Your eyebrows might freeze over today, but by the end of this season, well, God will certainly have shown us bare ground, maybe even green grass or a tulip, something really spring-like.